days off and aim is so key. But one thing England's been wrangling from me is keep what you catch and you'll go hungry. But rocks and rains are the pains that stung me. It's feast or famine out in the country. You best made lie down, find out what is missing here and ask yourself if things are getting crystal clear. Cause love is thick and life's a loaded pistol. Okay, so cock that hammer back and then just disappear. And you're bedridden, head sitting in the sand. The match is lit, it's still singeing in your hands.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 185. I am your host, Sid Souter. Starting things off this week with a track from the Russian Futurists from Toronto, Ontario. The name of that song is Register My Firearms, No Way. That's on the band's album, The Weights on the Wheels, which came out on Upper Class Records back November of last year, November 30th of 2010, which is where I found a lot of last week's music, digging back into my list of things I never picked up. But this week, it's mostly new. And to that effect, let's dig in with some new Ladytron. This song is called Ace of Hearts.
Another ace of hearts. Hades, dark and folding out mysteriously. Where lies the chance we take to be always working, reaching out for a hand that we can't see? Everybody's gotta hold on hope. It's the last thing that's holding me. Invitation to the last dance, then it's time to leave. That's the price we pay when we deceive.
Go from there. That is Glenn Campbell with the song Hold On Hope, a Guided by Voices cover. You can find that on Glenn's final studio album, Ghost on the Canvas, which came out August 30th this year on Surf Dog Records. That is Glenn's final studio album because he is currently suffering from Alzheimer's and is currently on his farewell tour. Definitely go out and check that out if he's coming near you. I've heard great things about it. You'll enjoy that if you're a Glenn Campbell fan. And even if you're not a Glenn Campbell fan, check out that new album. In some ways, it can draw comparisons to the final Johnny Cash albums on American, but this one, I think, has a lot more to it. Sure, there's some indie rock covers that you weren't expecting like that one, but there's just some really solid songs on there that I enjoy a lot. Before that, Girls with the track How Can I Say I Love You off of the album Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which came out September 13th on True Panther Sounds. Christopher Owens from San Francisco there with a very solid album. And before that, Ladytron with Ace of Hertz, like Megahertz, from the album Gravity the Seducer, which also came out September 13th on Network Records. Band from Liverpool there, who's been around for such a long time and embraced so many trends. This current album kind of fills in a bit of that neo-shoegazer that is oh so popular now. It's a very light album, but I really enjoy that one, so check that out if you are so inclined. Let's get back into some music here and dig back into the past in 1983 with Richard Taylor's Rachel Rachel.
Rachel, Rachel, as you walk in, people staring, people talking at together. 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 Together.
Together by the Testers. That song is from the Together Time Is Mine 7-inch, released in 1980 on Drive-In Records, band out of New York, New York. I found that 7-inch the other day and was oh so happy. Though I know you can find that in a CD somebody's released that's like everything the Testers have ever thought about. The only thing they ever released was that 7-inch, but somehow on the CD there's like 30 tracks, so go figure. Before that, Richard Taylor with the song Rachel Rachel off the self-same named 12-inch. That was released on 1983 on Star Rhythm Records, a band out of Washington, D.C. I don't think that one's in print anymore, but I'm pretty sure you can find that online if you're hunting, because when I went looking for information after buying the 12-inch, I found I could have just downloaded it for free. But, oh well, vinyl's cool, right? I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Doesn't matter if it's hip new stuff that just came in from a PR person or if it's some 7-inch or 12-inch I dug out of a used rack. I'm going to play it for you. Hopefully you like it, and hopefully you come back week after week to hear what I found for you. It's really, that's it. There's nothing more to this. I know I'm out of time here, so let me get some details out of the way and let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 185. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or follow me at Sid Much Rock. With that out of the way, I want to let you know that last night I caught the, or two nights ago rather, I caught a show at the Jackpot with Ann Horse, Bo Jackson, which is current members of Appleseed Cast, and the debut of the Sluts, and you can find information, photos, video, etc. on the Too Much Rock website. All right, let's end things off this week with a track by Mogwai. The band has just released a new EP called Earth Division. I believe it's a 5-song EP on Sub Pop Records, and it came out, curiously, on September 13th. A very popular date this week, isn't it? This song is called Drunk and Crazy, and what better way to end, right? Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.